A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Hello, my name is Johnny Malone. I want to welcome you to 12 Steps to Freedom. It's my privilege to be the one to introduce you to this powerful program. Never before in my life have I heard ideas as powerful as these or found them in such an easy-to-use form. My hope is that you'll find this information as interesting and useful as I have, and that you'll use these concepts to help you find your own personal freedom. Freedom is something we often take for granted. Even though our forefathers fought and died to secure it, many live their lives in a sort of chosen bondage. We permit our lives to be manipulated and our futures to be pigeonholed. We allow others to choose our lifestyle for us. We allow our employer to choose the home we live in, the kind of car we may drive, the clothes our children wear to school, and the food we can have on our tables. We also permit our family and friends to dictate our frame of mind, and therefore our experience of life. The only thing that separates us from the animals is our ability to think and decide for ourselves, yet many of us allow others to do the thinking for us. Henry Ford said, "Thinking is the hardest work there is, which is the probable reason so few people engage in it." This particular time we live in provides more opportunity for personal success and achievement than any other time in history. Yet it seems that more and more, this potential for success is eluding most of us. The keys to happiness and personal success come in our ability to accept the gift that has already been given to us, and that gift is freedom. So what is freedom? Freedom is not a destination, but rather a journey, a continual growing process. It's choosing to assume our role of prominence in the universe. It is accepting responsibility for the gift of thought and using it for the benefit of ourselves, our families, and all mankind. It's this freedom to think and choose that has resulted in all the great innovations of the world. The word freedom can conjure up several meanings in our minds. Most of us, when we think of the word freedom, will automatically think of freedom from what? Or freedom to do what? In 12 steps, you'll be taught and encouraged to recognize the freedom that is already yours and to use that freedom to design your life as you would have it, not as someone else would have it be for you. In this series, you'll have revealed to you some truths that you probably already know, but may not have been able to put into practice in your life. These truths are universal and certainly not new. However, they are the processes by which one man, J.K. Medlin, the author, changed and altered the circumstances of his life. Mr. Medlin is offering you the step-by-step process which led him from a life of confusion and despair to a life rich with the rewards of success, peaceful living, and happiness. From this learning experience, you can expect to receive the freedom to take control of your life, the freedom to be who you are without fear of the judgmental attitudes of those around you. You will learn to forgive yourself for past mistakes and to learn from them in order to live a more productive and effective life. If you choose to apply yourself consistently and persistently to these principles, your life will be most assuredly transformed into the happiest and most fulfilling experience you've ever had. If, however, you half-heartedly listen to these tapes and then put them aside with your other relics from your past, you'll gain nothing. You've made an investment in your future with your purchase of 12 Steps to Freedom. To ensure that you receive the highest return on that investment, decide that you will commit yourself to learning and applying these principles and techniques. As with any learning process, you may not get it right the very first time, but rest assured, these principles have worked for Mr. Medlin and the countless others he has personally shared them with, and they will work for you. It has often been said that knowledge is power. The truth is, only when you apply knowledge in your life will you experience power. The knowledge provided here in 12 Steps to Freedom not only has the power to lead you into independence and successful living, but Mr. Medlin has also taken careful pains to present these principles in such a way that you'll be able to immediately begin applying the techniques in your life. But it's up to you. We can only present this information for your consideration. We can't force you to use it. Only you can choose to do that. I hope you'll take this information very seriously. We've moved into an age of information, and those who apply the most accurate information are usually the happiest and most successful in their experience of life. 12 Steps to Freedom is not an attempt to promote any particular sort of philosophy, religious, secular, or otherwise. We'll attempt to reveal to you principles that you'll have noticed before, working successfully for yourself and others. We'll explain why these principles work and give you a step-by-step procedure for incorporating them into your life. You'll be provided exercises to stimulate your thinking about life and your experience of it. Please don't fail to follow these exercises, because in them will be the beginnings of new habits that are essential to your success in this adventure. We have been said to be creatures of habit. Well, that is most certainly true. I want you to consider that if you're not completely happy with how your life has been up to now, if you don't have all the happiness you want in life, then the reason could have to do with poor habits. If the same ridiculous or painful things seem to keep happening to you over and over again, it could be because you keep doing the same things that bring them on. In fact, that is the reason those things continue to occur in your life. A habit, good or bad, takes only about 21 days to formulate. Therefore, anything you wish to change in your life can most certainly be affected with 21 days of concentrated effort. Am I saying that your life is going to be different in 21 days? Well, it can begin to be. That's up to you. Am I saying that you'll only need to concern yourself with this information for 21 days? No. Freedom is a lifelong journey, as I mentioned earlier, but the areas of your life you wish to concentrate on can begin to be improved in as little as 3 weeks. Doesn't that make you feel good? If you're having problems on your job or with your personal life, the fact that those problems could begin to improve within the next 3 weeks should begin to give you a new sense of confidence and control. If that sounds impossible, then again, I encourage you to make a commitment to yourself to get all you can from this series. Many people just like you are now experiencing this new sense of freedom and command in their lives just by following these 12 simple steps. You can too. If you'll give it all you've got, I promise you can have all you want. I want to share with you some techniques that will help you to get the most from this informational series. I'm going to suggest to you a procedure for assimilating this information so that you can get as much from it as possible in the least amount of time. Here we go. Step 1. First, casually listen to these tapes all the way through. Don't try to absorb all the information at this time. That's not necessary. In the balance of this first tape, we'll be discussing purpose and goals. I want you to skip over this part until you've heard the series in its entirety one time. Step 2. Determine the amount of time you can devote each day to your educational process and make a commitment to do it faithfully. If you can commit 30 minutes each day, determine when is the best time for you to invest that time and that you will do it regularly. If your time only permits you to devote 15 minutes each day, that's okay. Simply make that time a part of your daily routine and determine that you won't be denied this time for you. You'll realize success much more quickly if you have a regular, predetermined schedule for your study and stick to it. Bear in mind, if you don't plan a schedule for your time, someone else will. Step 3. Next, come back to this tape and listen again to the part on purpose and goals. Have a pen and paper handy and faithfully complete the exercises contained there. Don't proceed without completing this process. As you go along in this learning experience, you may want to return to this portion and rethink your position on your goals and ambitions. You should do this often. It's a means of measuring your success in the learning process. Step 4. Take each step one at a time. Listen to each step, and with your pen and paper, make notes for yourself on how each principle is now working in your life and what you could do to improve in that particular area. Your notes will set up a checklist so that you may measure or monitor your progress. Keep these notes in a separate book just for this purpose, and don't fail to write down any thoughts or questions you may have, regardless of how silly they may seem to you at the time. Later, the answers to these questions should be revealed to you. If you don't find your answers at this time, the recording of your questions will permit you to look for the answers through your continuing education program or in your discussions with others as covered in Step 6. By the way, it doesn't matter if you take a day, a week, or a month on each step. What matters is that you take all the time you need. Step 5. Each day as you concentrate on a particular step, look for ways to implement and use that step in your personal and business life. The conscious use of these principles is the beginning of the habit-forming process. Pay special attention to when you have successfully used one of these principles and make note of it in your notebook. Don't dwell on the times you were not able to apply the techniques. In the evening before you retire, think over in your mind the ways you have successfully used your new skills. Entertain a mental picture of how the techniques are working. Picture each episode fully. Remember how the situation looked. Who was present? How did they look? Describe the picture in your mind. How were you feeling at that time? Did you feel good that you were using your new skills? Were there any particular smells or aromas that you can recall? Did the situation involve your sense of taste in any way? What sounds were present around you? Try to fully experience the success in your mind and make it as real as when it happened. If this is difficult for you at first, don't worry about it. Just do the best you can. It'll become very natural as you practice it. Step 6. This step is not essential, but it could prove to be very helpful to you. If you have a friend who is also involved in this learning program, it could be helpful for both of you to visit occasionally and share your successes. Detail to each other the opportunities each of you have had to operate in this new freedom. Describe how it makes you feel to have more confidence. Discuss how you've been challenged to grow in your use of these techniques and principles. Learn to develop your listening skills through this interaction with your friend. You could certainly involve more than one person in this exchange. You could even have a group meeting in order to do this. Do it, however, with others who are involved in the same learning experience as you are. Don't include people in your discussions who are not involved in 12 Steps to Freedom until you feel you've mastered a few of the steps for yourself. This will prevent you from becoming confused or disoriented in your learning process. Part of experiencing freedom in your life lies in your ability to communicate effectively with others. Use the buddy system or group sessions to enhance and add speed to your learning process. Well, there you have it, a step-by-step procedure for getting the most from this learning program. Before we finish here, I'd like to establish for you just why you can expect this program to work for you. Everything that will be shared with you here starts from the premise that you design your own life or experience of it through your thoughts and beliefs. This is called the law of cause and effect. It states that everything that happens to us is caused by us. If you doubt this fact, it will be difficult for you to continue without first coming to this realization. Think of yourself in a room filled with mirrors. Everything that you see will be a direct reflection of what we send out or ask for. This knowledge requires us to take complete responsibility for our own lives. That is to say, even when we want to say, "It's not my fault," or "I couldn't help it," we'll be better off to take full responsibility and go on. If you look at the effects in your life and assume responsibility for the cause, then you have the ability to change the cause. If you're having problems right now fully understanding and accepting this concept, consider this. Not believing in the law of cause and effect is a way of saying, anything can happen to me at any time, and I'm helpless to affect it. Maybe you feel that way now. Do you want to feel like that? Or do you want to take control and responsibility for what happens to you and begin to change your life and circumstances into a form more pleasing to you? What's the difference between people who are successful with their lives and those who live in depression, anxiety, and despair? It's not the circumstances of their lives, but their understanding that they're in control of how they feel. I believe that for everything that happens in this world, there is a direct cause for that effect. If the effects you are experiencing are not satisfactory, then maybe you should examine the causes. Ask yourself, why is this happening? And then know that the answer to that question will be found within you. Everything that affects us is caused by us, through our thoughts and beliefs. The understanding of this universal principle is the beginning of freedom. Understanding that you can alter the course of your circumstances is the beginning of your ability to experience peace. Once you know, beyond any reasonable doubt, that you can change the circumstances of your life, the only question that remains is how will you choose your life to be? You can very simply have whatever in life you want. Simply ask, and you shall, what? Receive. That's right. Ever heard that before? Sounds too simple, doesn't it? But it works if you ask properly. So if that's true, how do you go about asking properly? First, be very specific in your requests. Second, only seek answers where answers can be found. Third, believe that you will receive your desired answer. Fourth, commit yourself to the solution until it is achieved. Be very specific in what you want. Don't generalize. Your subconscious mind does not know the difference. It takes what you say at face value, so be specific. The more specific you are, the more information you give your subconscious mind to work with in its process of producing your desired results. Also, when you are specific in your wants and desires, people who are involved with you will more clearly understand your goals and be better able to assist you. Don't waste time asking a plumber about your ulcers. Go directly to the best source for your answers. In accomplishing all things, you will need help. Only seek help where help can be found. If you suffer from marital problems, then the best place to go for answers is certainly not the local coffee shop. When you find someone who will help you, attempt to be of service to that person as well. This is what we call a win-win situation. You help him, he helps you, everyone benefits. This is very important. You must seek your answers with the unyielding belief that you will find them. When you absolutely believe in something, that belief comes through in your actions as prompted by your nervous system. Since your nervous system responds to commands sent to it by the subconscious mind, it is essential that you have a made-up mind. When you irrevocably make up your conscious mind, your subconscious mind can begin to take over and manifest its power toward producing your desired result. In addition, when you have made up your conscious mind, then you begin to send a message to those around you which causes them to begin to align with you in your endeavor. It is difficult to resist anyone who will not be denied. It causes the creativeness of the subconscious mind to take over and find ways to implement your desires. Being totally sure of the results you're seeking, your mind will cause you to develop plans to achieve those results. When your mind is irrevocably made up, you'll have the patience to adjust your plans if they don't work at first and move on without succumbing to the desire to quit. Finally, in the processing of your dreams and desires, remember these three things. Make sure that the goal you're seeking is something you truly desire. Nothing can be more confusing to your mind or disheartening to your overall attitude than switching around from pillar to post. If your goal is not something that you can honestly say you truly desire, then don't waste your time and effort on it. Try to plan your goals so that the accomplishment of them depends mostly upon you. Don't allow your success to be at the mercy of others. Know that you can realize your dreams without the assistance of any one specific person. Finally, develop a checklist for determining where you are along your way toward success. This is essential. This one element has probably caused more near misses than any other particular thing. Each of us has known someone who seemed to quit just before they were about to reach their goal. Usually, that happens because they didn't develop a checklist to monitor or measure the success of their chosen strategy. When you properly develop and use your checklist, you'll most certainly be able to determine if you're moving closer to or farther from your desired destination. This knowledge will allow you to adjust when necessary and continue forward. Did you know that when a plane takes off on a cross-country or intercontinental flight, it's off course 90% of the time due to varying atmospheric conditions? In the old days, the pilot had to constantly monitor his instruments in order to adjust his course and therefore reach his destination. If the pilot did not have his instruments or checklist, he'd never be able to arrive at the appointed city. Today, that function is done by computers. When you turn your checklist over to your internal biocomputer, it too will make necessary adjustments for you and aid you in reaching your goal. Now let's summarize what we've discussed during this session. We learned that freedom is our right to take charge of our own lives. We've learned that applied knowledge leads to our experience of freedom. We've learned that we must reprogram our habits in order to enjoy our freedom. We received a step-by-step plan for getting the most from this series. We learned about the law of cause and effect and about our need to take responsibility. We learned how to properly ask for the desires of our heart. Finally, we learned to develop a procedure for measuring our progress toward any goal. On side two of this tape, we'll talk about how to determine our purpose in life and how to properly set goals in order to achieve our purpose.